It's time to get away. And to help get you there, it's Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. From around the world to across Georgia, she covers it all. Now, here's the host of Travel Bags, Anita Thomas.
Hello, 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 and welcome aboard Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. So glad to have you guys with us today. Doc Bill, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. We're going on a great trip today.
We are going on a wonderful trip today, and this is perfect timing because there's so many wonderful things to do where we're going. And they're like our neighbor, really, so we're going to Dahlonega.
We are. It's right up in those Georgia mountains, and that's a great place to be.
It's a great place to be. It's a beautiful city. Has a lot of character to it. I just really love heading up that way. So it's really close, and it's really easy for the listeners to get to. So I think that they'll find all the things that we're going to talk about perfect for just that getaway.
They are, and it's on the way to Sutches.
Well, I know you love Sutches. Now, why do you love Sutches so much? Why don't you tell the listeners?
It's a beautiful valley. It's great. It has some of the most pristine wilderness in Georgia and a lot of neat people.
I agree with you on that. And there's a favorite fishing place that we have up there, too, where we love to go and catch that trout.
Yes, that's right. Black Mountain Trout Pond.
And if you go up to Sutches, you're certainly going to go through Dahlonega. And I really like Dahlonega, too, just because it has a very rich and very interesting history, too.
It does. It does. It's a beautiful mountain city. And it's sort of in going through part of the revolution that you're seeing a lot of places. More people are coming there. The food is getting better and better. And there are events and festivals. And it's, you know, pretty close to Atlanta. And it's very, very close to Gainesville.
Well, it's very close to Gainesville. You bring up a good point as well. It's really close to Atlanta. So I know they get also a lot of international visitors that come because that's an easy just jump right up the road there to get to Dahlonega from Atlanta. So coming into Hartsfield-Jackson Airport, that's an easy, easy drive for international visitors to come up that way as well.
It is. You know, you just take 85, 75, and then take 85 till you get to 400 and take 400 till it ends, and then you make yourself a left turn, and soon you know it, you're in Dahlonega.
So all of that turkey eating and everything is over. So now it's time to move to Christmas time and the holiday times, which are so beautiful with all the lights and everything. And I can't wait to see what Dahlonega has in store for that. I know they're going to have some beautiful lighting.
And that's true. And since they're up in the mountains, there's a higher chance of them having a white Christmas up there than there is down in Atlanta.
That's true. That's true. So bring on the Christmas music. But right now, who I want to bring on is Amy Booker, who is the president of the Dahlonega Lumpkin County Chamber of Commerce, because I would really like for her to come and tell our listeners all about Dahlonega, because although we're neighbors, I'm sure there are some things that we just may not know about Dahlonega. So Amy, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you so much. Happy to be with you today.
Well, we're so glad to have you. Now, we have Thanksgiving all behind us, and I know some Christmas things are coming up, and I want to hear all about them, but I first want to just hear about Dahlonega, because it is a great city. We feel like it's our neighbor, but, you know, sometimes we don't know as much as we think we know about our neighbors. So tell us a little bit about Dahlonega, the history and everything, and just what makes Dahlonega so special.
Well, of course, Dahlonega is the site of the first major U.S. gold rush. A lot of people don't know that all of the gold rush activities that took place in California actually stemmed. There's a lot of names that came from here out there on their mission to strike for gold. So a very rich history. We have the wonderful gold museum that's in the heart of our downtown. And you just will not find a more beautiful, true Americana small hometown. And it's very authentic. It's not just set up for the visitors to come. I think that's why they love it so much, is that they feel like they're really taking a step back in time. It's a very beautiful, historic, interesting architecture, very walkable downtown. And people just love the wonderful opportunities to shop there, to be able to dine. We've got great restaurants with a very interesting variety available, and just lots of things to see and do. But in addition to the Gold Museum that's downtown, there's also Consolidated Gold Mine and Crescent Gold Mine, where you can actually pan for gold. You can take a tour in an underground gold mine. You can see the oldest working stamp mill. So lots of rich history that's there. In addition, over in Hancock Park is the Chesapeake River Diving Bell that was actually restored a few years ago. And it's absolutely fascinating to see that structure and to learn about its rich history.
Well, it sounds fantastic, and I love that you can still, you know, try and find some gold there, too. So there's still the possibility that I might get rich if I come to Dahlonega?
Most definitely. It was interesting with the spike in gold prices not too long ago. We laughed and said it was our second gold rush. We had people coming and panning for gold and actually investing in that. It's a wonderful, fun hobby, but they were also looking forward to striking it rich as well. So definitely plenty of opportunity that's there to be actively engaged as you learn about our wonderful, rich history. But we have even new things that are available to do that people may not be aware of, really not so new, but our wineries. We have 5 wineries in Lumpkin County, and they are absolutely fabulous. We have some international visitors that come, and they experience our wines, and they're just blown away as far as what's being offered from the heart of Georgia's wine country right here in Lumpkin County. Wonderful varietals and award-winning wine actually being produced right here in Lumpkin County. So that's always a treat for our visitors to be able to go and see the unique settings that they're at. Of course, those beautiful vistas with the mountain range. And of course, in the wintertime, the leaves are off the trees. So it opens up to a whole new view. So we definitely encourage people to come whatever the season is, and there's something to enjoy.
What about the food?
Oh, wow. Dahlonega is really known for its culinary. We don't have a lot of chain restaurants. We have a certain number as far as for our local customers, but the independently owned restaurants with a variety of culinary experiences, anywhere from fine dining to that good old southern cooking that you can get at the Smith House or some of our home cooking restaurants, anywhere from Italian cuisine to an Irish pub scene. There's really something for everyone here. And most likely you'll get to meet that, you know, local owner and get to know the people there and build relationships. We've got great seafood available. There's really something for everybody's taste. And not only that, but the interesting mix with music. And at a lot of our local venues, they also will have musicians come in and play. So that makes for a wonderful, fun evening, not only culinary surprises, but musical entertainment as well.
Well, you also mentioned shopping. Now, that's one of my favorite things to do. I love to shop. So what type of shopping is there? I hear they're great antiques.
There are. We have quite a number. As a matter of fact, I've been out antiquing it up myself here lately. So I know that there's a lot of great finds. We have some wonderful antique malls that you can venture through. Probably there's at least about 4 that are located here with a big variety. So be sure to allow enough time to really peruse through those. But our individual merchants, they carry anywhere from wonderful. They may pour their own candles. There's also the art galleries, local artist work that you can find that's absolutely phenomenal, anywhere from pottery to paintings, just something for everyone.
Wow, sounds like great things for Christmas, huh?
There really is wonderful, unique gifts. And something I want to mention to you that your listeners might be interested in, we have a program called the Golden Ticket Program, and they can actually log on to Dahlonega.org, and they can see values posted by our local businesses. The businesses can go in themselves, and they can offer some interesting kind of value incentives there. And any of our visitors can go on and access and download their golden ticket passport and show that to the businesses around town to receive their offering. So just a little something special to be able to do your holiday shopping, and you'll definitely find the right gift for everybody on your list.
That sounds perfect, and I definitely want to hear more about that and more about all of the things that we can do in Dahlonega for Christmas and the holidays. So hold tight, Amy, because we have to take a break. And when we come back, I want to hear all about that. This is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Stay put. We'll be back in just a few minutes on North Georgia's News Talk, AM 550 and FM 102.9, WDUN.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year.